Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
Thank you. And again, we send greetings to our friends everywhere. William P. Neufeld, director of the Trend Analysis Program of the American Council of Life Insurance, identifies five areas of potential crisis facing our world. The first of these is the warming of the earth. He writes, evidence suggests that in the past two decades, between 40% and 50% of the carbon dioxide produced by human activity has remained in the atmosphere. Warm air is then trapped on the Earth's surface, creating a warming greenhouse effect. Well, James Gustav Speth, president of the World Resources Institute, explains, the effects of these atmospheric alterations can be profound. Flooding of coastal areas, changes in ocean currents, damage to human health, more frequent and widespread droughts, major changes in rainfall patterns. Another newspaper writer commenting on the greenhouse effect sees dramatic changes occurring around the world. The climate of Washington, D.C. becoming like that of Miami. The plains of Canada and Siberia becoming warmer and wetter, allowing for extensive farming. Hurricanes more frequent and more severe. Well, scientists are predicting that in 100 years the sea level will be up 2 feet higher than today, and perhaps up to 12 feet higher. Well, scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory say a gaping hole has opened in the ozone layer. And other scientists tell us it may be chemicals in spray cans which are destroying the Earth's ozone shield. However, we can understand the crisis developing. For each percent of the amount of ozone could mean 200,000 extra skin cancer cases worldwide each year. We had expected to see the ozone drop 3 to 10% over the next 100 years, testified Robertson Watson of NASA's Upper Atmosphere Research Program in Washington. But now we've seen a drop of about 3% during the period of only 6 years. Well, the crisis might mean bathers at our beaches will have to wear more clothing to keep from getting burns developing into skin cancer. The Bible does remind us during the tribulation, there in Revelation 16:9, that men were scorched with great heat. Another area of concern is the water shortage. Again, says Neufeld, the United States has abundant overall water supplies, but as in the case of many other natural resources, poor management, wasteful use patterns are cutting into both supply and quality. The reason for some of this water shortage is on account of the growing population, cutting down of trees, which helps produce moisture. In the tropical areas of places like Brazil, we're told roughly 35,000 square miles of tropical forest are felled yearly. That's an area three-fourths the size of Pennsylvania. Van Montaigne of Knight Ridder newspaper writes, more important, without the forests, the world's climate may change significantly. Stripped of millions of square miles of greenery, the earth will have less oxygen, more carbon dioxide, higher temperatures, and a changed pattern of rainfall. It is estimated on America's Great Plains, rainfall could be reduced 40% to 50% early in the next century. Again, something more to worry about. Lester Brown, an American economist and advisor to the United Nations, indicates this will affect the world's food supply. His observation, the world may be facing a severe water shortage. He adds, lack of fresh water rather than of land may be the principal constraint on efforts to expand world food output. Another area of concern Neufeld sees is the global financial crisis. Again, he points out, a breakdown of the international monetary and trading system could plunge the world into prolonged depression. And such a breakdown is far from a remote possibility. He adds the greatest chance of a single event triggering a worldwide financial disaster probably lies in the threat of default on its debt by a third world or Eastern Bloc country. Well, it is concerning the economy that Robert Heilbronner in The New Yorker, that it is the feeling of many, that an ill-defined but vast crisis looms on the economic horizon. Lawrence Chimerlain in the U.S. News & World Report adds the risk of a depression is higher now than at any time since the 1930s. Neufeld expresses a fourth concern, one you would not probably think about, the collapse of urban roads, bridges, water and sewage systems, railroads, dams, public buildings, and probably other portions of the system, such as hardline communication networks and energy power generation systems. He adds the estimate for rebuilding the existing U.S. infrastructure are as much as $3 trillion. America's bridges are falling down at the alarming rate of 150 a year, with 8 to 10 persons killed annually as bridges collapse. A study of federal highways has shown one-fifth of all the nation's 563,500 bridges are candidates for a fall. In another report, the National Association of Counties says of the 233,000 bridges that come under county regulations, approximately one-third must be considered unsafe. Martin Abramson in Parade Magazine quotes the experts who note, bridge builders in the 20s and 30s certainly did not anticipate the great numbers of cars and trucks that there are today, nor the gross weight of these vehicles, which have become heavier and heavier. Neufeld then lists a fifth critical concern, a nuclear Armageddon. Billy Graham noted, we may be living on the edge of Armageddon. I do not know. On the other hand, Neufeld points out that today's crisis as it affects a nuclear war is global. States Neufeld, in the past there was little chance that any disaster would harm all people on Earth. Today's crisis respects no boundaries. Well, General Curtis LeMay of our Air Force once testified, a nuclear war is inevitable. An MIT seminar at Harvard arrived at the conclusion, a nuclear war will erupt before this century ends, or the world will submit to an authoritarian international government possessing nuclear weapons. Dr. Charles Taylor of Today in Bible Prophecy comments on Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 6, where God says, I'll send a fire on Magog, and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles. He thinks this relates to a nuclear war one day between Russia and the United States. Says Taylor, the Kremlin is not so foolish that it would move in strength against Israel without first doing its utmost to knock out all opposition by a furious first strike offensive against America and NATO. Well, the Bible does seem to indicate there could come such catastrophe. We're reminded, as it was in the days of Lot, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. We would like to believe before such a war would emanate, before a nuclear catastrophe, Jesus Christ will come for his own. Well, the question we would ask, what is our greatest crisis, particularly in view of the soon return of our Lord? We believe it's a crisis of the spirit, a crisis that those face in their Christian walk and life that they need to reconcile with. Vance Havner described the crisis we face this way. He noted there's something lacking among Bible Christians today. If you're aware of it, I need not describe it. If you're not aware of it, you would not understand it if I did describe it. Says Havner, you may call it the infilling of the Spirit, full surrender, consecration, the victorious life, revival. He adds, whatever it is, most of us haven't it. My friends, today marriages are falling apart. Churches are splitting. Christians refuse to get along with other Christians. What's the answer? The Apostle Jude writes of those in the last days, saying in verse 19, "These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit." Concerning the 10 virgins, they had oil in their vessels with their lamps, if they were wise virgins. B. Raymond Edmond, former president, chancellor of Wheaton College, wrote a booklet entitled Crisis Experiences of Well-Known Christians. In the introduction, he noted, "Into each life there rises an awareness of failure, a falling short of all that one should be in the Lord. Then there's a definite meeting with the risen Savior, an utter surrender of heart, which is indeed death of self. There follows an appropriation by faith of his resurrection life through the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit. As a result, there is realized an overflow of life, likened by the Lord Jesus to rivers of water." How many of us can testify to such an experience? The Bible tells us we can be filled with the Holy Spirit. In fact, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Moody would take groups of people, often ministers, and would say, "I see no reason why we should not kneel down right here and ask God that the Holy Spirit may come upon us just as definitely as it came upon the apostles on the day of Pentecost." R.A. Torrey, in the foreword of a book on the Holy Spirit, writes, "It's quite possible to have something, yes, much of the Spirit's presence and work in the heart, and yet come short of that special fullness and work known in the Bible as the baptism or filling with the Holy Spirit." Even Spurgeon wrote, "Let us not be satisfied with the sip that saves, but let us go on to the baptism which buries the flesh and raises us in the likeness of the risen Lord, even that baptism into the Holy Ghost and into fire which makes us spiritual and sets us all on flame with zeal for the glory of God." A mother told Torrey concerning this infilling of the Holy Spirit, "Since I received it, I've been able to get into the hearts of my children, which I was never able to do before." But he adds, "We must then surrender ourselves absolutely to the Holy Spirit to work as he will. God's command is we be filled with the Holy Spirit." And the message we leave with you today is, "And be ye therefore ready also, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh."
Will you be ready to go when the morning sun comes riding down, his eyes are blazed with many crowns? Will you be ready to go?
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a free audio of this message, visit raybrubaker.com on the internet. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
Will you be ready?